Episode 1989, The Love of a Father.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, and happy Father's Day. Today we celebrate dads around the world. Yes, it's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's a time of reflection between you and your Heavenly Father. And sometimes we feel a little disconnect there. Sometimes we're just doing our own thing. Well, there's nothing like the love of a father. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Umberto Eco said this, "I believe that what we become depends on what our fathers teach us at odd moments when they aren't trying to teach us. We are formed by little scraps of wisdom. This is the love of a father." You know, life is a summation of little moments, some bigger than others. Yet when you ask someone to reflect on a memory, it's usually not an earth-shattering dramatic moment. It's in the little everyday moments. Well, today, it's Father's Day, and we celebrate fathers around the world. Maybe you were blessed with an incredible dad with fabulous memories. I was. No, he wasn't perfect. Yes, he pushed me to the nth degree. He only wanted what was best for me. Or maybe you were challenged by a dad that didn't hang around much and was running more, you know, his style. He wanted to do things his way, and it didn't always make sense to you. There are all extremes to dad, but what we most have in common is the odd moments, the times when you didn't see the beautiful lesson in a messed up story, the times when you wanted nothing to do with him, only to need his loving arms to keep you safe in times of hardship. The love of a father is felt in many ways, some bold, some cold, but it's still love. Dads do the best they can, and maybe you're one of those children who wish they had a dad better than you did. Or maybe you were one that was beyond blessed. Regardless of your earthly father, you are loved by God, your Heavenly Father. And He wants to show you every day how much you are loved and how much you are treasured. Proverbs 4, verses 11 through 12 says this, "I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble." Are you trying to hold up your earthly father to standards that he'll never amount to? Because he just can't. Because he's your earthly father. But you see, your Heavenly Father, he is true perfection, and he loves you completely, and it's an indescribable love. But sometimes we're hurt so much here on earth that we forget how much love is in heaven. Where are you in that spectrum? Do you need healing from your earthly father? Or maybe you even need a better restoration when it comes to the love of your Heavenly Father. We don't live perfect lives. In fact, our imperfect lives give us perfection in God's eyes because it's through His Son, Jesus, that allows us to show up and His eyes is perfection. So your Heavenly Father sees you as a diamond, not just a piece of rock. He treats you as His own because you are that. How much of your day is spent trying to do things all by yourself? Of your own strength and your own mercy, trying to get it all right but failing more than succeeding. I want you to pause today, this Father's Day. Whether you're a father, whether you're a mother, whether you're a brother, a sister. And I want you to think about where your heart is with God. Are you allowing Him the opportunity to instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths? Or do you prefer your curvy, bumpy roads? Only you can answer that question. And as you walk, you know you're going to stumble. But with God, nothing is impossible. So open up your heart today to feel the presence of the Lord, your Heavenly Father. Lean on His strength and rest in His love. You know, dads do the best that they can. Sometimes they fly high and other times they fall flat. They just can't get it all done, but they do the best they can. To all of our fathers out there, to the world, you are a dad. To your family, you are the world. Thank you for loving your children. Thank you for listening to them. Thank you for being there. And maybe you really didn't feel like you could, or even that you wanted to. But I want you also to remember this. When the going gets tough, you call out to Dad. Cry out to your Heavenly Father too. Reach for His love, for His grace, for His mercy. Let Him show you how Dad always shows up good. Because you got a good, good Father who absolutely calls you beloved. Cry out to Him. Love will get you out of the fires in life. Let God carry you. Let your dad, your Heavenly Father, show you the love of a father. You know, as I was writing this and thinking about Father's Day and what it means, I can't help but think about my own dad and the memories I have of him. In my opinion, yes, he was taken way too soon, and that's me being selfish. But as we told my five children, God obviously needed him more in heaven than on earth. You know, sometimes we don't understand why life happens. We don't understand the cards that are dealt to us. But sometimes it's not about understanding. Sometimes it's about walking out the fires in life through faith. That's one thing my dad taught me, is to how to be strong when I'm weak. And it's not because of me. It's because of God. It's not of my strength that I succeed, but it's because of God's strength. Are you walking around with a broken heart today? Maybe your earthly dad broke your heart. And nowadays, we've got some, and maybe you're one of them, who has many dads. Maybe you have two stepdads and a biological dad. Maybe you don't even know your biological dad. Maybe you were adopted. Maybe you're being raised by a single mom because at that time in that situation, it wasn't good for your mom to hang out with your dad. I don't know your circumstances, but I can tell you this, God does. And if you have a broken heart today, let Him mend it. Don't judge your Heavenly Father based on what your earthly father did or didn't do for you. God wants to wrap you up in His arms. Allow Him today to show you the love of a father. I pray that you enjoy your family this day and take time. Let God know that you love Him too. Happy Father's Day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful and blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.